Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's time to take command.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. I'm Grant Paulson, and along with my co-host, 10-year NFL tight end Logan Paulson, we break down the plays and schemes and give you in-depth analysis, honest evaluations, and the context you need to truly understand the game. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday. Listen to and follow Take Command wherever you get your pod.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Always love catching up with a guy, Michael Phillips, 910 The Fan, AM in Richmond. Unique perspective on the old burgundy and gold. And one conversation that we got into at the tail end of that really, really gets me intrigued. And people are going to say I'm being messy. Some people are going to think, oh, you hate the quarterback. I said it to Mike. I'll say it here again on The Fan. Hey, look, if Jaden Daniels can't play 16 games next year, I don't know if I'm going to go to the negotiating table with him at season's end. He is eligible for a long-term extension at the end of next year. If he can't play 16 games, if he has another injury-riddled season like this, you would have to be a damn fool to seriously open up contract negotiations with him. Because think about what we were talking about this time last year. We were talking about him getting potentially $60, $70 million annually. But if you can't stay healthy, is it responsible to commit that type of, you know, resources to him? And the short answer is no. But I told you I had some breaking news here. Something that a lot of folks I know care about. This is VR pal Andrew Marchand of The Athletic. YouTube, TV, and Disney have come to terms on a deal that will restore ESPN, ABC, and other channels to the platform's 10 million subscribers after nearly a two-week hiatus. The company's just put out a press release a couple of moments ago. Since October the 30th, YouTube TV subscribers have gone without ESPN's its expansive college football slate, and then there's been no Monday Night Football for you either. So it has been tough sledding for our sports fans out there that use YouTube TV. We actually got into this a little bit the other day when myself and Denton Day were sitting in for the Junks, and that's when I divulged to you all that, you know, hey, man, Hulu, baby. You got to do what you can, to consume your product. I would love to know how many people out there now pay for cable. Like, is the idea of paying for cable, is it a foreign concept? I think older folks out there are probably still paying for cable. I know a lot of folks, I remember what the slogan was. It was cut the cord, right? Is what people were saying before. The prices of some of these, you know, streaming services, when you consider everything that you want to stream, if you're a sports fan, if you're a wrestling fan, if you're, a movie buff, your bill with all those subscription services may begin to creep up and challenge what a cable network would charge you for a month of coverage.
It's crazy, and I'm thankful that I still live with my parents right now. And especially now that I got the Locked On Wizards gig and all the monumental stuff happened with YouTube TV, Hulu Live TV. My parents still have cable, so I got monumental on Fios. No worries about it right now. I can watch every single Wizards game. But yeah, it's tough sledding for a lot of people that have had to adapt to a situation. Like, I got a lot of friends, obviously. that have moved out because they have jobs that actually pay them a lot of money and they live by themselves now. And they're like, damn, like I only can afford to have like,
can we come YouTube to your house?
Yeah. They only have like one thing. They have YouTube TV. They're like, I guess I can't watch college football anymore.
And I'm just thinking about it. Like, dude, the landscape, you know, what would be my big thing is I'm a big college hoops fan. Like I'm a nut for college basketball. And I'm probably in a minority with this. I care a lot more about college basketball than I do about college football. Like, I'm super geeked up for college hoops. So I know ESPN's got a pretty substantial package that they got on the college hoop side. That's where I would be would be really hurting at. But, like, what games – were there, like, big marquee games missed over this couple of week span that people didn't get to see? I know the Monday Night Football slate hasn't been tremendous. It was a goodie last Monday with Eagles and Packers, but
– I'm trying to think college-wise. I don't watch a ton of college football.
You're a smart man.
Insane.
You're a smart man. But October 30th was the first day of the outage. I'm trying to think what rights ESPN has. I know ESPN.
They got a lot of those SEC games.
Yeah, they get a lot of those SEC games.
So you know there were some big games.
Yeah.
There had to be.
Oh, well, OU and Tennessee.
Okay.
Was probably a game that was missed. 33-27. OU beat Tennessee a couple of weekends ago. Yeah. I'm thinking of it here on the fly, it's a little bit difficult to do. But to your point, a lot of people were impacted by this. And I think the conversation and the discourse that we had, that we've had over the past several weeks around this is like, makes you realize, one, the affinity that folks have for pro sports and college sports. And then two, like the landscape of technology and how you consume the product has changed. It just has. Now, I know people are using a lot of illegal pirated websites like Stream East and Meth Streams and Crack Streams and the TV app.
Sounds like you speak from experience.
I plead the fifth. But no, like, you got to get it how you live. I get it, man. Like, as Ben just described, there are so many other – I'm watching – first of all, Ben, there's this game show on Fox, and it's called The Floor. I don't know if you're familiar with it. They put up a clock and was like, tell the time. Can young people not tell time? And I know I'm young. I just turned 28 today. But, like, with the digital clock era being the way that it is, and I feel like I see you cheesing with your head turned right now. Can you tell time, Ben? On a regular clock?
Yes.
Okay. Because you're not
first grade. One of the first things I honestly remember doing in elementary school was first grade math class. Like, it was a whole, you probably spent like a month
on the clock
teaching you how to read a clock.
Yes.
I don't know if they do that anymore.
We had the what was this show I used to watch? You're too young for this.
I grew up in a house that had a clock with Roman numerals.
Oh my Jesus!
I know the Roman numerals.
Right. Look, you know what? The one thing that still gives me trouble that everyone else knows that I don't, because I'm not a real adult, I guess. I can't tell military time.
it's you have to get used to it.
I just can't. I'm so bad at it.
I wasn't used to it until in high school.
Do you have that time on your phone?
No, absolutely not.
Because some people are lunatics walking around with it on their phone.
I got used to it because my high school, the weight room, we had basketball workouts. Mm-hmm. I knew that they'd end at like 5:30 and it'd be 17:30 on the clock. And I always just like remembered that. So I would basically have to do mental math in my head.
That's awful. Anybody that is out there forcing folks to tell the time in military time, I mean, just go to the Army, dude. Honestly. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. It is a loaded slate of games coming up in week number 11 in the National Football League. It got kicked off last night with a little AFC East tilt. Drake May continuing to strengthen his MVP campaign. When we come back, we'll take a look at the top games in week number 11 of the National Football League.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
One 800 636 1067 is the number. Friday night edition of Overtime. Youngest in charge, Lenell Willingham, alongside Little Top, Ben Strober. Take you up to 9 o'clock. An abbreviated edition of OT tonight. Make sure you check out Ben's work online, Locked On Wizards podcast. We'll talk briefly about the Wizards before we get out of here. Maybe we won't, because I know we got Sam Brockhouse coming up here in a second. But I did want to give a special thank you to our guy, T. Parker. Tweets at me and says, happy Born Day. Big fella, I appreciate you, man. Definitely appreciate you tapping in. And then our guy, Joe Penix, and I never pronounce Joe's last name properly, but Joe tweets at me all of the time. Big fan of Joe's. Joe clearly a big fan of mine as well. Lenell pulling a day-night doubleheader on his birthday. Happy birthday. I appreciate that as well. Y'all shouldn't be talking about me, though. You should be talking about what Ben Strober did today. Getting up, crack of dawn, dealing with those four idiots. No, I'm joking. Talking about the Jugs. No, obviously, I can play like that with my guys. Those are my dudes. Bickle, Fishbucks, Cakesy, Boxscore JP. Love it. Was actually listening to them a little bit this morning. Don't get to do that often, but it is my birthday. So I was up a little bit earlier today. He did that show. Then he did B. Mitch and Finley. And God bless JP and B. Mitch. When you think about the time difference, they're doing their show at night. And they're normally doing their show in the morning. So, like, I know they've had to adjust, but they are team players. They're doing what's best for business. So we appreciate them sacrificing as well. I mentioned, though, week number 11 in the National Football League, just chock full of just really good games. And it gets started in the 1 o'clock window. Bills in Bucks from Buffalo. Buffalo currently 5.5-point favorites. They obviously had the stinker last week against the Miami Dolphins. Tampa losing in heartbreaking fashion to Drake May and the Patriots. So something's got to give. 2-6-3 teams that are locking horns. Bucks 4-1 on the road. Bills 4-1 at home. So something's got to give here. I actually am going to go with Tampa. I think Rashad White is going to have a big day. It's Buffalo's inability to stop the run for me. Like, their defense is just extremely suspect. I don't trust them. If I had to ask you right now which team was more likely to win the Super Bowl, Tampa or Buffalo, I would say Tampa. So that one's a goodie. Then we got a rematch from the season opener, a little NFC North tilt. Caleb Williams and the Bears traveling to take on J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings. Minnesota 2.5-point favorites. Caleb over the last 3 weeks has played the quarterback position as good as anybody in the NFL. I think he's done really just a tremendous job of taking what the defense gives him, but then also having a short-term memory. You got to have it to be a quarterback. The way he has played in crunch time this year, even after not playing well in the first three quarters, I think definitely deserves some credit. Just mentally, the kid's got it, man. Now, I'm not saying I prefer him over Jaden Daniels, but in the pre-draft process, that was my take. I say that quietly, hoping that people forget. But if you followed me during the pre-draft process back in 24, I say it with my chest because I'm not going to walk it back. Look, I preferred Caleb to Jaden Daniels at that time. Obviously, last year, Jaden lit the world on fire. Caleb got off to a rough start, but the sophomore season where Caleb Williams has been damn good. On the flip side, for J.J. McCarthy, man, I said it. Remember what I said back this offseason, Ben, and everybody was on my top about it. Aaron Rodgers to the Vikings should have happened, and they would be in a much better position if it was able to happen. I like Chicago this weekend. I think it's going to be a tough one, but we'll see. Green Bay is 6.5-point favorites against the Giants. I think this game is going to be a lot closer than people anticipate. First and foremost, y'all know what it is. Wounded warrior theory. Anytime a team fires their head coach, they compete their ass off the next week. It's just the way the world works. And Green Bay is a fraud. And that offensive line is banged up. The Giants are going to have a feasting frenzy against Jordan Love coming up on Sunday. I'm not going to say they win. I damn sure think they cover that 6.5-point spread. I may alt spread them myself coming up that weekend. What other game really intrigued me? Oh, my God, 4 o'clock window. Rams and Seahawks, NFC West tilt. I think styles make fights in the NFL. It's that Shula defense of the Rams versus the Clint Kubiak offense of the Seahawks, man. And I think about their ability to go small with their personnel with Cam Curl and Cam Kitchens and the kid Quentin Lake in the nickel spot really lights people up and ain't afraid to play the run and get his face mask dirty. I like Seattle in this one, though, man. I think we're going to see the debut of Rashid Shaheed, and I think this Seahawks defense, remember, they're the number one rush defense in football. If they can make Matt Stafford drop back 40 to 45 times, I think that may be a recipe for success here. Obviously, we got Chiefs and Broncos in the 4 o'clock window as well. That'll be a good one. Eagles and Lions coming up on Sunday Night Football. So, loaded Week 11 slate in the National Football League. We will take a quick timeout. When we come back, I'll give you a winner for Chiefs, Broncos, as well as Lions and Eagles. Plus, we'll talk a little whiz as well before Sam Bruckhouse joins us next. Welcome back. It is Overtime here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app. Linnell Willingham, Ben Strober, taking you up to 9 o'clock. Coming up here momentarily, our pal Sam Bruckhouse, SoonerSports.com, going to grace the program with his presence. Take a big picture look at the National Football League. We were talking about it in the last segment. I mean, just a host of good games this weekend in the NFL. I know it's different this time of year. It's what me and Ben are used to, but the Commanders with a less than 1% chance of making the playoffs. I saw these numbers earlier from our pal Nikki Javala of The Athletic. The Commanders currently have a better chance at landing the number one pick than they do making the postseason. So a less than 1% chance to make the postseason, 2% chance to land the number one overall pick, a.k.a. yuck.
Damn.
Yeah. Like, that's not a good place to be in if you are a fan of the Burgundy and Gold.
I was dreaming of confetti falling.
You know?
Hoisting Lombardi.
Just think about how different things, how different the conversation is now than what it was even a month ago.
You know what? Think about how different the conversation would be if Zane Gonzalez hit the outside of the upright instead of the inside.
Maybe we wouldn't have tried to microwave the process.
You never know.
Damn.
It's a conversation for another day.
Yeah. Lucky for us.
Revisionist history, anyway.
I guess unlucky for us, Ben. We're going to have plenty of time to talk about what ifs and so on and so forth. Chiefs and Broncos. Chiefs 3.5-point favorites. I don't know which way I'm going to lean coming up on Sunday. I think Denver has the type of pass rush that can overwhelm Pat Mahomes and that offensive line, but I just don't trust their ability to move the ball against that Steve Spagnuolo-led defense. So I'm probably going to go with Kansas City. Denver is undefeated at home this year, 5-0. They're probably one of the worst 8-2 teams we've seen in a long time. Like, for Denver to be 8-2, and then you consider what they're getting out of the quarterback position from Bo Nix, I mean, it's tough. It's the best way that I would put it if you are a fan of the Denver Broncos. But here's what I'll say about Denver. You have the rest of it figured out. I just don't know if you have the most important position figured out. I tuned into some sports talk radio in Denver. My guy Benjamin Albright does a really good job. And they're talking about Jarrett Stidham. Oh, you know how crazy it would be if we were calling for Marcus Mariota to actually be the starter here? Like, that's how I look at that situation. And it's honestly tough because I do believe that, you know, he could play. Talking about Bo Nix, I just think he's having a rough sophomore season. It's probably the best way that I ultimately will put it here. But that's going to be a good one in the 4 o'clock window. Sunday Night Football, we got a banger. Eagles only 2.5-point favorites at home against the Lions. I'm curious to see, you know, defensively, if Philadelphia could dominate the line of scrimmage. I think that's their best opportunity to win this football game. Detroit, as we saw last week, dealing with some attrition up front. That Philly D-line is no joke. They added Jalen Phillips this past week, and he made his debut on Monday Night Football and just popped and jumped off the screen every time you saw him. I think they got a chance to really beat the hell out of the Lions. And in turn, like, would that silence the noise that's out there surrounding Philadelphia? Dan Orlovsky had a quote earlier today saying winning masks things. And I get what he means by that, but, like, dude, Philly's legit. We do the same thing every year with this group. Like, stop playing, bro. It's not sexy. It's not cute. All they do is punch people in their face and move on to the next game.
The only thing I'm curious about is, like, what's actually going on with A.J. Brown?
I think they're doing this bit, and maybe they're outsmarting us. And I want to believe this is what they're doing.
Like, they're trying to psych people out?
Like, why would you put forth the best version of your offense right now? And one of my best friends is a lifelong Eagles fan, and our lives growing up together, I mean, his team has always seen multiple Super Bowls. Like, he's just a spoiled bastard. It gets on my nerves. As a fan, even from a fan's perspective, he doesn't care about the regular season. Like, it doesn't matter to him. It matters in January. And if you're Philadelphia, like, okay, we're having some hiccups right now offensively. We can iron out those kinks when it matters, right? You want to be peaking at the right time. I don't think Philadelphia has peaked at all yet this year, yet they're 7-2. So you can make the argument, Philly should very well be 5-4. They should have lost to the LA Rams, and they should have lost to Kansas City, if we're being honest here. But it is what it is, the best way that I will put it. But that one's going to be interesting. Jared Goff's not the same quarterback outdoors. We know that. My other thing is this. Will the Lions be able to exploit the problem on the perimeter at corner that Philadelphia has? If they can do that, then they've got a shot. Because I think the Eagles' offensive line, I don't know if it's going noticed or not. Lane Johnson left the game on Monday night, and I'm looking at the injury report right now. I'm not sure what his status is going to be for Sunday. They put Willie Lampkin on injured reserve last week. So their offensive line is a little bit banged up. I haven't seen the Eagles injury report for this week, so I'm not going to be ignorant and speak on something I don't know about. But the only flaw the Eagles may have is injuries, and will their depth be able to, you know, hold up? But, like, let's not overthink this. I mean, Philly's the real deal.
It's kind of like a battle of two teams that everyone's allegedly suspect on right now. Like, Detroit, I think for better reason, probably.
Yeah.
People are more suspect to them, but Philadelphia, a lot of people nationally, and then, of course, fans around here, like to fall into this trap where they think Philadelphia's done every year.
It's goofy.
And then they dominate everybody en route to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, it's just, they just continue to do the same thing.
So we'll see.
Over and over and over and over again.
If Detroit competes with them, I'd say that's a testament, though, that maybe they're not as bad or as suspect as people think. But it's going to depend on how it looks.
I don't think the Lions are suspect. I wouldn't describe them that way. I know what some folks have said. I think Detroit, you saw it against us the other day. They just got to run the football. They commit to that, then they'll be fine. One final segment left to go here on this Friday night edition of Overtime. Sam Bruckhaus, Soonersports.com, joins the program next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Commanders fans who want to dig deeper into the X's and O's, the Take Command podcast is the pod for you. New episodes drop immediately after games and every Tuesday and Thursday, wherever you get your pods.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.